This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy. So enjoy. Hello, it's Dr. Beatrix from the world-renowned Do It Counseling Program, where we work with couples to encourage sexual liberation through sexual child abuse and porn. And this is my podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you were able to find value, tips, and tricks on how to become a stronger couple bonded by sexually abusing children. Now, if you're just tuning into my program and you've never heard some of my commercials out there on the web and on TV, my Do It Counseling program was created to help couples come together and strengthen their bonds. Usually, we first start with child porn. Child porn is the building blocks, the foundation to any successful marriage. And we all know that a happy couple equals a happy and healthy sex life. And in the Do It Counseling program, we believe that physical intimacy between two adults, while it can be super rewarding, I'm definitely not downplaying that. However, my couple's counseling is backed by real science. And that science being when you introduce sexualizing children, child abuse within the bedroom between two adults, your physical intimacy, the individual personal well-being between you and your spouse will skyrocket. And so I started this podcast to help spread the word of our Do It Counseling program because, as you can see, we advertise everywhere. We strongly believe here that we are doing the world a service, pushing the sexualization of children and child sex abuse. Now, the way I like to structure these podcast episodes is I have listener questions that I answer here live on air, and I have you guys direct my education just so I can bring it even more real life. And potentially, if you are a couple listening or you are a married spouse listening, I hope that through these stories, through my support and my suggestions, that it may just help you. And it further just drives our founding mission of spreading the joy and the love of adults sexualizing and abusing children. So let's go ahead and hop into our viewer questions. Now, our first question, let's see, it is coming from Anne and James in Michigan. They say, we're interested in age play role play, and we have been for a while. We often get very nasty and naughty in the bedroom together. Lots of daddy-daughter role play, accomplice. We're both really into it and we love it. But we're a bit nervous about pulling the trigger. Actually viewing child porn or thinking about sexualizing our children, it just feels icky. It all seems like fun and games until we bring it real life. So, Dr. Beatrix, what can we do? We're long listeners of your podcast and love your mission, but we just can't seem to make it real life. Okay. Anne and James in Michigan, thank you so much for writing in. I have to say that I am very pleased that you at least have some of that role play going. I mean, it sounds like you are no limits in the bedroom, and that is a fantastic start. At the Do It Counseling program, we have started from ground zero with some couples. Couples that have never even thought about role playing. So you already have one step forward, so that's a good thing. Now, society has programmed us to believe that since children can't consent, that means, you know, they should be protected. That having sex with a child is wrong because they cannot consent. Well, since you two are parents, I would believe and assume that you guys already understand that since you are the parents of your darling children, you know what's best for them. You ultimately have their best interests at heart because you're good parents. And this is a very common holdback for a lot of couples. And it's just societal programming that we were born with. But I believe that with our generations that are coming through, we're going to break through that. We're going to go back to the idea that we as parents have the right to do whatever we want with our children. And that even includes using them for sex. Now, I'll put it this way as well. Your children, eventually they will become sexual in their life. It happens at younger and younger ages. Now, don't you want to be as the mother and the father, their first sexual experience? I mean, you earned that. You both gave birth to these children. You have financially supported them. You've taken care of them. So it just makes sense that you get to be the first person, the first sexual experience. And the thing about children is they are mentally not as developed as us adults. We are the ones in charge. Our children look to us to make their decisions. We mold who they become. So even if your children are a bit, they give a bit of pushback when you get to the point of molesting and raping your children, they will eventually catch on very quickly. Children are very resilient. And it's better to come from you, mom and dad, that they trust. Just as you taught your children how to walk, you know, just as you taught them, potty trained them, just as you taught them how to groom themselves, the same idea applies to sexual acts. You will guide your children on how to sexually please mom and dad. You will show them how sex works. And my prescription to you too, and any other couple that is on the fence and afraid to, you know, really cross that line into reality, drench yourselves in child porn. And I will suggest that you just start with consensual porn. Drown yourselves in consensual child porn, and it'll all make sense when you are able to see a loving young daughter, elementary school age, lovingly please her father's cock while the mother is in the scene encouraging the same. It'll all make sense, I promise. Spend some time getting to know child porn very intimately and also taking in the beauty of child sex. the beauty of parents enjoying their children and loving them on a level that will liberate you too sexually, because I understand that you have amazing role play in the bedroom. Now just imagine if you had a real child in between you in your bed while you were doing that daddy-daughter role play. I mean, imagine what that would be like to actually feel as if you're molesting your daughter together. You will reach levels of sexual liberation that you can't even dream of. And I will tell you, I don't know you two as a couple, but I do know from my Do It counseling program, every married couple that has participated successfully within my program and completed it to the end, there have been no divorce rates. And within my program, no couples even consider divorce because they are this happy with life in general. Sexually abusing children, partaking in child porn, keeps your marriage strong and encourages overall mental health. So again, if you need help, please dial into our hotline, email our support team, and they will gladly point you in the direction of finding good introduction child porn that the two of you can sit together in bed and enjoy together. And I promise you will never watch any other porn. Adult on adult porn will be something that is of your past that you will laugh at, because child porn is beautiful. Child porn is so satisfactory and is essentially arousal fuel to the fire that is your marriage. Now, let's go on to our next viewer question. This question is coming to us from Lisa and Sheila, all the way in the UK. Hi, Dr. Beatrix. We are a lesbian couple. We've been married for 5 years and totally happy, but we have a secret. We are both highly turned on and aroused by little girls. We already watch child porn every single night. But the problem is that we don't have any children together. We're also very shy about our love for all things child pussy. Please help, Dr. Beatrix. All right, ladies, thank you. Thank you for writing in, because I love to encourage the pedo dyke community. I feel as though you ladies are often forgotten about. You are not forgotten about here at the Do It Counseling Program. Now, I am very pleased to hear that the two of you are completely committed to child porn. And I'm definitely hearing that you don't have children. And I know that can be a barrier when you are a pedo dyke and you're married and you want to live a life of child rape and child molestation. So here are my tips. First off, there are so many children that are in need of adoption. And think how arousing it would be to shop for your own personal lesbian fuck toy. To go into these foster cares or these orphanage and find which child best makes the two of your cunts wet. Or you can always go the other route of, if you have the money, of buying one. My support team is always ready to direct you into where you need to go to find sex traffickers where you can purchase children. Another option is to just simply kidnap. It's a bit risky, but totally doable. Whatever you need to do to get a live underage child in your home stat, I would suggest you work on this. You take action immediately because of two reasons. One, I strongly believe that every child alive on this planet needs to be sexually abused. So if I can help that happen, I'm doing my job. Our world will be a better place when the cycles of sexual abuse just continue over and over again. And it starts with you, ladies. Now, the second reason you need to act on this is I know your relationship is not on the rocks or anything, but you are wasting time. You are wasting time at reaching levels in your marriage that you can only capture from sexually abusing children together. It is a good thing and so positive all around to sexually abuse children. It'll bring out sides of the two of you that you may not even know are there. Because once you unlock that pedophile inside of you, that child fucker inside of you, I truly believe you are tapping into the true beast inside of you. And when you're able to witness the love of your life, your spouse unlock that inside of themselves. And then the two of you then come together, both unlocking that side of you. It is earth shattering. It is truly what every marriage in our world needs. So I encourage the both of you to find your child slut immediately. And I know that after some time, you will live in a lesbian, sex positive home. The smell of child pussy wafting in the air every day, the smell of child rape and fear. It's the best potpourri you could buy for your home. I want to thank you guys for writing in. And truly, if you need any support, my Do It counseling program is here for you. My support team is always there 24/7 to answer any questions or point you in any direction needed. All right, our next viewer question. This comes from Nick and Stacy in Florida. Hi, Dr. Beatrix. We have been a part of the Do It counseling program for a year now. We're not quite through the whole program. We are totally fulfilled sexually. Me and my wife have enjoyed child porn to our great shock. We are having sex with our children and we couldn't be happier. We take your program very seriously and to a T. And to be honest, me, the husband, I'm kind of stuck on one thing. We're in the stage of the program where we are to push non-consensual sex with our children. You know, more of the rougher stuff. But I'm totally pleased with molesting my children. I mean, one of my favorite things is to wake up my daughter at night in the middle of the night with my cock all over her body or in her mouth. But I just can't get through some personal hang-ups to really violently rape my daughter. I do have sex with her. I have penetrated her, but it's very soft and consensual. Please help, Dr. Beatrix. My wife encouraged us to write to you, to your podcast, because she wants this to happen. I can't get over this hump. Okay, well, thank you so much for writing in. And thank you for being honest and vulnerable. that is important for any type of counseling. Now, your problem, Nick, is actually pretty common. It can happen with either the man or the woman or both. Because in the Do It Counseling program, for those of you that don't know, we do encourage consensual, loving child sex. It's very enjoyable. Everyone's happy. But we also, I don't want to say demand, but it is demanding that you also non-consensually abuse your children. It is crucial. Because here's what will happen. We all know how kids are. Once kids reach past that adorable, you know, elementary school age, they get into the higher preteens. You will find that they start trying to take control of the bedroom. They feel as though they're big girls or big boys and try to push back with your parents. So non-consensual, even a little violence in the bedroom is highly encouraged because ultimately you're putting your child in their place. It's the same when you discipline your child for non-sexual things. Parents have to guide with softness, but we also have to guide with a firm fist sometimes. The same goes with things of sexual nature. And I know it doesn't feel natural. You love your children. You want to cherish them. They're the best little gifts in the world. However, you're learning that they are also the best sexual gifts in the world. I mean, your wife is such a sexual gift, obviously, but she becomes even more of a gift when you both live to your true potential with all levels of sex with your child. So I'm going to give you a couple tips here. The first thing I want you to start with is spend a good month every night, you and your wife, watching non-consensual child porn. I'm talking child rape porn, the nasty stuff. The stuff where the children are crying and screaming, getting beat, things that make you blush, make most people blush. And I would like you and your wife to enjoy each other while watching it. Take notes while you do. You know, take mental notes. Notice how pleasurable the adults are enjoying and pleasing themselves during these non-consensual scenes. And eventually, you will find that it becomes quite erotic. The scream, the fear in a child's voice, how they will cling to the adults in the child porn even after abuse. And then what you're going to do is the following month, you're going to watch more non-consensual child porn, but you're going to include your children into the routine. You're going to make your own children watch non-consensual child porn, and you're going to praise the children on within the child porn stars, praise them for being such pain sluts. Encourage the children on the screen and say that they're such good girls for taking daddy's abuse. Look at how that little girl is taking mommy's heavy hand. What a good girl she is. You're conditioning your child to normalize that. You're normalizing abuse to your child. And then after the child porn diving with each other as a family, then you'll start doing things. Just take tiny steps. You don't have to go in full on sadistic parent mode. Do little things at a time. For example, I'm sure when you have sex with your daughter now, you're very patient. When you stick your cock inside their underdeveloped pussy, you're probably very slow, very a lot of lube. So now you're going to not be slow. You're going to force yourself inside and know that you cannot hurt your child, like to the point too much. It will hurt them, but they will be fine. Another idea, get some Viagra. Fuck your daughter for hours on end. Really put her in her place and let her know, and your wife can help you, that she takes daddy's cock as long as she can take it, and she will learn and mold to how you treat her. And if it helps, I always suggest after a very rough session of child rape, I mean, give your child aftercare. There's nothing wrong with that. Spend some time soothing them, cuddling with them, putting ice on their bruises, whatever you need to do or don't. You know, some parents are truly sadistic, and I encourage that as well. It's all about your own comfort level. And what will happen is your child will grow up connecting that pain equals pleasure. When I feel pain, mommy and daddy are happy. So they will start to seek out your rough, brutal use. I mean, imagine that, getting your child to that point at an early age. Highly suggest. And your wife, what I hear in your story is your wife wants this so badly, and you're enjoying the consensual sex together. Think about that multiplied by 10. That is what you will feel when you truly rape your children, because I understand that, you know, nice, loving, consensual child sex is, by law, rape. I don't consider it rape. Children, as you're probably learning, actually enjoy sex when it's nice and light. You really are not raping your child until they're screaming and crying. And the pleasure, the depths of you and your wife's pleasure will be so deep, I promise you. So take those tips to a T, and I promise you in a couple months' time, you will be an even happier horny couple. I promise you that. Thanks for writing in. All right, and now we have one more viewer question, and this comes from Michael and Madeline in Australia. And their question is, hi, Dr. Beatrix. How do we push our limits? We're in your counseling program and enjoying every moment of it. We don't feel as though we're pushing our limits because it already feels as if we are, in fact, pushing our boundaries by raping our kids. How do we take it farther? How do we really push our limits with sexual child abuse? Excellent question. And a question I get often, because I do understand that when you are really raping your child, as I mentioned in the last viewer answer, when you are non-consensually giving it to your child as hard as you would give your spouse, it does feel as though you're pushing your boundaries, but that is not the ceiling. The options are limitless, okay? You don't ever want to limit yourself when it comes to child sex and child porn, okay? I'm going to talk about both. So with child porn, I mean, child rape porn, so satisfying. but you don't want to keep that your ceiling. You want to find the nastiest and nastiest. And I promise the world of child porn will deliver time and time again. Even when you think you've seen the wildest ever, there's going to be something deeper. So for example, branch out into child porn gangbangs. Children getting fucked by their pets, their animals. Just get wild and crazy. You may find some things you're not into, but if you're like everyone else, you will find value in just about any kind of child porn. And to be honest, these wilder sides of child porn, these people deserve the views. They went out of their way to push their boundaries, so we may as well give them the views and give them the honor of making our genitals throb to the wild shit they did with their kids. Now, let's talk about your reality, your own kids. All you have to do is just simply be creative and be kinky, because eventually, just like married sex, it becomes stagnant after some time. It's logical, and statistically that's going to happen. The same thing applies to child rape and child sex. Eventually, that will become boring. And I know that sounds crazy, but it will. It's just logical. And when you feel that coming on, or the better yet, don't allow that to ever come on. And here's the way you're going to do that. You're going to get creative with things. I'm going to throw some ideas out there. Turn your children into piss whores. You know, do some water sport play. You can even flip it and teach your children how to piss on mommy or how to piss in the daddy's mouth. Whatever floats your boat, talk to your spouse. You know, when you think of an idea, talk about what you both like, what would turn you on the most. You can also set up gangbangs for your child. I always highly encourage this, because after some time of really getting into raping your own child, although it feels as though it never gets boring, when you add in other adults into the mix that aren't your spouse, it becomes highly, highly arousing. You can even get crazy if you want, depending on your wants and your needs, have a sort of cuck queen or cuckold thing where you invite pedophiles, random strangers to fuck your child in front of you, or just do the plain old gangbang. The pride you and your wife will feel will shoot you through the roof. I mean, the first time I witnessed my child get gangbanged, me and my husband, it felt better than any sports event. And I know you know what I'm talking about. When you see your children succeed in sports, you are so proud. It's such an exciting moment. Now imagine your daughter taking a room full of cock, and imagine the pride that you feel and how fucking turned on you'll be. And I promise you, highly worth it. Glory hole. Set up a glory hole for your child. It's so easy to do at home. You can fashion a glory hole in your backyard, invite strangers over. Another idea, create a sort of dungeon, if you will. Get into some BDSM play. Buy some nipple clamps for your young daughter. If you've never seen a flat-chested child with nipple clamps on, you're not living life. I promise. Get your child a collar and a leash. You know, make it fun. Make it part of their punishments. You know, they have to sleep in a cage and they have to eat their dinner like a dog or a cat, and keep them on their collar and leash at all times. Introduce some bondage into the equation with your child. Again, if you've never seen the delicate skin, the supple, fresh, youthful, hairless skin of a child imprinted with rope marks, you're going to become addicted, I promise. And then seeing your precious little angel all tied up, begging mommy and daddy to let them out before you rape them. So this is my point, is to really just, it's upping the level some more. And you and your spouse will enjoy, they will be memories that you will hold tightly for the rest of your life. Another idea I like to throw out there, have a little intoxication play that really excites the bedroom in terms of the bedroom of you and your children having sex. Intoxicate them. Imagine your sweet daughter that you've been raping for months. Imagine what it would be like if she is highly intoxicated, unconscious. The fun that you and your wife could have together. Or even, I know some parents have just tried allowing their children to drink. Give them a couple glasses of wine or whatever you drink at home. That becomes fun because they become drunk little kids and it's adorable and sexy. And turn it into something that you and your spouse will have fun brainstorming together. Make a list of bucket list items that you will eventually do with your child. Because like I said, you don't have to push your boundaries and your limits all the time. I mean, we're adults and we get tired, right? Sometimes you just want your child to get you off and make you come. That's your default, right? Now, some families, they really get into this boundary pushing and that's where they live and that's great. You will find your balance, but the important piece of it is just as if I were counseling just a married couple just with their own sex life, I would always suggest getting a little kinky in the bedroom, exploring things sexually with each other. The same thing applies in the Do It counseling program. You want to use your children sexually. That is a good thing. But you also need to push you and your spouse's boundaries and explore your child in ways that are exciting and new. And it'll push you and your spouse to a level of extreme bliss. You will become closer through your child's rape, I promise, through your child's kinky ass rape, through pushing your boundaries. And it's the memories, it's the family memories that you're gathering together. And I'll also say this not only applies to you guys, but it applies to anyone else listening. If you are already abusing your children, film it. Become child porn producers. Turn your child into a porn star is an excellent way to keep things fresh. And you and your spouse, imagine sitting at your computer, looking at the views, looking at the comments, people sexualizing your child, which you too have been doing, and the pride that you're going to feel. So I always encourage families, get a good camera. GoPros are great for this, for child porn, I promise, especially if you're pushing your boundaries. Make child porn and think about the confidence you will build in your child, especially impressionable young girls. They naturally want to be people pleasers, right? Give them social media and they're going to be worried about the views and the likes. The same thing will happen with child porn. Your child will naturally become concerned with how popular they are. I have some families, their children, they often fuck together, the families. Their children compete with each other. It becomes very competitive and it's adorable. You know, one little girl, I think she's 9 years old. She gets so competitive with her other friend that's 6 years old because the six-year-old is becoming more popular on the dark web and the nine-year-old gets super fucking pissed about it. And it's so adorable. So what has happened for this family? This nine-year-old is encouraging her parents to make filthier child porn. So you see the big picture. I mean, it all works together to create a very happy family filled with sex and child porn and sexual abuse. Everyone wins. So I'm going to wrap that up here. I hope you guys were able to find some value in all of my tips, all of the teachings that I have given in this episode of how to properly use your children for sex. It's just do it. I always say it, do it. You will not be let down. I promise. And I know that everyone out there, if you're listening, if you're a married couple, you want your relationship to last. And child sex and child porn is the only way to truly strengthen that marital bond. So until next time, keep drowning yourself in child sexual abuse.